This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. For the second week of late fall, it's the second week of the dear rutting moon and the third week of the sun in autumn Scorpio. As the sun moves across the late autumn sky, it shines deeper and deeper into my south-facing window. Paying attention to where and when it enters my house allows me to track the season toward and away from winter solstice. When I watch the sunlight move across my walls, I feel like I'm not only following time made visible, but I'm also finding myself in relation to the tilt of the earth. My relationship with the sun is different when I'm outside. In the yard or the woods or on the road, the sun is diffuse and it has no limits. It shines everywhere. It belongs to everything and to every creature. Even the warmth of the sun on my face on cold mornings seems accidental and impersonal. But when I'm inside watching it on the wall in my room, the sun feels more intimate. Shaped by the frames of my south windows, its light is not only tame, but mine. It has come to me. I am the only one who sees it here now. It is not as vast and almighty as it appears when it fills the sky. It is not the indifferent prime mover of the day and night. Instead, it seems a bright blessing and a personal ally against the winter ahead. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late fall. And in the meantime, look for the sun to shine on your wall. It's just for you. Poor Will's Almanac for 2022, which contains over 50 of the radio segments heard on Why So through the years, is now available on Amazon or from www.poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.